Ghana and South Africa yesterday boosted their bilateral relations with the signing of 6 memoranda of understanding. They are in the areas of information and communication technology, tourism, economics, and oil and gas. The rest are energy and the interior. Our presidential correspondent Seth Eya has filed those reports from Cape Town, South Africa.
In recent years, trade between Ghana and South Africa has grown significantly. South African exports to Ghana have grown from less than 1 billion rand in 1998 to more than 3 billion rand in 2008. There are also more than 80 South African multinational and small companies registered in Ghana. They can be found, among others, in the mining, retail, manufacturing, transport and telecommunication and construction sectors. This President Jacob Zuma attributed to the favorable economic opportunities created over the years. This therefore explains the need to identify other sectors for investment to benefit the people of Ghana and South Africa. The move is expected to further boost efforts by the two countries in consolidating their bilateral relations structured under the Permanent Joint Commission for Cooperation, which was officially inaugurated in 2007. President Zuma also spoke about what Ghana, South Africa and other African countries are doing to strengthen science and technology and said the visit by President Mills is significant in all aspects of the relations between Ghana and South Africa. For his part, President Mills said the government will work diligently so that the agreements will be actualized to the benefit of the people of Ghana and South Africa. He encouraged Ghanaians and South African businessmen and women to collaborate and explore the investment opportunities in their two countries. Meanwhile, Ghanaian businessmen and their South African counterparts have also been meeting on areas of trade and investment.
Seth Eya's report from Cape Town, South Africa.